Council member Kai Ose joined local residents and park advocates on Monday at Herbert Von King Park to demand full funding for the New York City Department of Parks and Recreation, citing years of disinvestment that have left green spaces across the city understaffed and in disrepair. Backed by New Yorkers for Parks and other community stakeholders, Ose called on Mayor Eric Adams to increase the department's budget in fiscal year 2026, arguing that public parks are critical to the health and livability of the city, according to a press release. Ose said the Parks Department receives just 0.6% of the city's total budget and operates with 845 fewer workers than needed. The mayor's proposed FY26 budget includes only a partial restoration of prior cuts, which advocates say falls far short of what is required. Citywide, only 62% of parks meet the agency's Vital Parks score of 95, the benchmark for acceptable maintenance and safety. In Brooklyn, that number drops to just 25%, highlighting stark disparities across boroughs. Advocates say the lack of investment has led to overflowing trash bins, broken infrastructure, closed restrooms, and an overall decline in park conditions. Parks are among the most important places in every neighborhood for New Yorkers of all ages. A fair and effective city budget must fully fund our parks to the benefit of all, Ose said in a statement. Adam Ganser, executive director of New Yorkers for Parks, warned that chronic underfunding poses risks not only to recreational quality but also to public health and safety. New York City's parks, and the workers who care for them, are essential to the health, safety, and general quality of life of communities in Brooklyn and across the city, he said. Chronic underfunding has created major challenges for our green spaces, from trash buildup and broken infrastructure to understaffed facilities and unsanitary bathrooms.